Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in the country. That's the nightmare that can occur when a criminal gets your confidential financial information and goes on a buying spree in your name. Complaints of identity theft have been doubling annually and could exceed 100,000 cases this year. New research shows these crimes are often an inside job. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Identity theft has come of age as a crime. One reason it's on the rise right now is that there are many more types of criminals prowling around out there trying to steal your social security and credit card numbers. Anaheim Police Detective Warner Reyes has been investigating identity thefts for 17 years.
When we run rap sheets on these people that we take into custody, it used to be they'd have a complete white-collar background. It was almost like a profession. Whereas now we're starting to see people with armed robbery, perhaps mayhem, murder, kidnapping, very, very violent rap sheets on the people committing identity theft.
Ray says what's happening is that in prison yards, on the streets, and in all kinds of criminal circles, word is spreading that identity theft is an easy and profitable crime to commit.
There are many, many organized crime groups involved in identity theft. You have prison gangs when they're released. These gangsters are coming out committing identity theft. You have terrorists that are involved and using it. And then you have the average everyday street doper.
Identity theft has been around for decades, but it's especially easy to pull off these days. Multiple credit card offers are available via mail or the internet. Instant online access to credit reports or other personal data is available to employees at all kinds of businesses. There's car rental agencies, banks, clothing and furniture stores, medical facilities, government offices, the list goes on. And new research shows that crooks have gotten more sophisticated about stealing that personal data. Instead of digging through people's trash bins and mailboxes, many are recruiting employees at companies or agencies to help them. Judith Collins is a criminologist and professor at Michigan State University. Collins is just finishing a study of more than 1,000 identity theft cases. She says most were inside jobs.
70% of the identities are stolen in the workplace by employees. And a lot of identity thieves obtain temporary jobs with temporary agencies for the sole purpose of stealing identities.
Federal officials last week announced the arrest of one employee who they say was at the center of the largest identity theft ring in U.S. history. The case involves Philip Cummings, a help desk worker at an obscure software firm that helps other businesses run credit checks on customers. Authorities say Cummings was recruited by a ring of street criminals in the Bronx to sell them credit reports, which they allegedly used to steal at least several million dollars. Cummings allegedly used stolen passwords for up to 10 months to download tens of thousands of credit reports from the three major credit bureaus.
This recent case is just one shining example of how you've had a password that was sitting around for 3 to 6 to 9 months and never been changed and easily obtainable.
Evan Hendricks is the founder of the Privacy Times newsletter and appears as an expert witness in identity theft lawsuits. He says there's bad security within the credit bureaus and their support companies, but he says it's not so much that these firms constitute a weak link, but rather that the entire credit system in the country is made up of weak links. He says at thousands of businesses, passwords are taped to computer monitors, credit reports are printed out and left lying around. He says businesses are just so interested in extending quick and easy credit to make sales that they often do it at the expense of security and write off their identity theft losses.
Under their own calculations, they still make more money extending more credit and letting bodies litter the highway. The security procedures in so many companies that have access to financial information are very lax, and it's pretty clear under the law and under court rulings that they're supposed to have adequate procedures in place, and they don't.
Hendricks predicts that it's going to take some massive damage awards and class action lawsuits to jolt businesses across the country into improving security. Another compelling reason to improve security is that terrorists are using identity theft to finance themselves or travel under false names. Professor Collins has been studying the issue.
The Al-Qaeda manual has directions on how to use stolen identities to move from country to country.
According to British court papers, an Algerian pilot from London who trained some of the September 11th hijackers used the social security number of a deceased factory worker from New Jersey. In another case, a trainer at a Boston area health club allegedly stole and sold the identities of 21 club members. The buyer of those identities was convicted in the failed plot to bomb the Los Angeles airport. Chris Arnold, NPR News.